So before you scoff and think, oh gosh, really, dogs and anxiety, a research paper has been done that is claiming that 2.5 million dogs have some kind of anxiety disorder. So what does that actually mean? Dr. Derek McNair is from Paray Norwood Vet Clinic in Adelaide and joins you from our Adelaide studio. Derek, welcome to Afternoons.
Thank you for having me.
Can dogs and cats, I guess, have anxiety as we know it?
Definitely. Huge, huge issue at the moment. Very, very common, as that report says. We probably don't go one day, I think, without seeing some sort of case of anxiety in the day-to-day workings of a vet clinic.
So when you say anxiety in dogs, are we talking the same sort of anxiety that we as humans may experience?
Yes, yes. They get all sorts of different anxiety. Probably the largest proportion of anxiety we get would be separation anxiety, which is when the family, the whole family, if both parents are working and they head off and the children go to school, they suddenly go from a very busy household to no one for sort of maybe 8 hours at a time. And that's when the anxiety issues often raise.
And how does the anxiety manifest itself? What does it look like?
It can look in very many different ways, but often the biggest thing that the owner finds when they come home is destructive behaviour. They'll become anxious and they'll tear down doors. And we actually had a case that the owner's only found out because the dog actually got next door, actually buried a hole in the wall and got through to the next door neighbours.
Through the wall?
Yes. So sometimes when owners come back home and the dog's bouncing around and looking very happy, they actually don't know what's happened during the day. But often like barking and howling is an issue, and then often they'll be alerted to that by their neighbours.
And what about the theory that dogs can take on our anxiety, so the owner's stresses?
Yes, that's actually very true. I think it becomes like a snowballing situation. It's often difficult to work out who actually started the ball rolling. But it has been shown that if the owner is anxious, then the dog will pick up on that. And then I guess it spirals out of control. So we probably have to, if we're giving out Prozac tablets, we give one to the owner and one to the dog at the same time.
What sort of health impacts does an anxious pet, you know, what does it cause in terms of their health and their hygiene? Maybe you'd notice it in their coat, you know, in their hair. How does it look in that respect?
Yes, they can just look like a very sick, unwell pet. So their coat can certainly be affected. They can, you were talking about toileting earlier on, and that's another sign they can have. And they may toilet indoors because of their anxiety. And some dogs can get close to death just because they become so anxious if they don't receive professional help.
Gosh. A question for you from Suzanne on text. She's in Beaumaris. She has a Jack Russell who's always licking its paws, and she's wondering whether or not that has something to do with anxiety.
Yes, yes. It could be. Paw licking is generally one of two things. It's either anxiety or it can be an allergy as well. The most common symptom of dogs with hay fever and similar types of allergy is they actually get itchy paws. So, and sometimes it's quite difficult to tell the difference. So what we can do, or what her vet can do, is actually give medication, which if it's an allergy will stop the paw licking, and if it's anxiety will not stop the paw licking. So then you get your diagnosis. And then if the dog obviously is very anxious, there's quite a lot of different things that can be done to help with that.